It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with the area school districts. And on this edition of Speaking of Schools, we are joined from Chatham County Schools by Dr. Kelly Batten and Norma Boone. They are in the HR department. Well, thank you so much for joining the program today. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having us today.
Super.
Doing well.
Super glad to have you both on, and I want to make sure that we hit the important details multiple times here, so let's get out in front of those first. There is a job fair in Chatham County Schools. That is happening tonight. Is that correct?
Well, I'm glad we're having this call. Our job fair is Saturday, April 29th.
All right, then. Let's... I saw, for some reason, I got that date, the 24th, and I was like, well, we're right up against it, but that's better. This gives people time to plan.
That's right.
All right, so where will this job fair be, and give me the times again.
Absolutely. So Saturday, April 29th, from 9 a.m. until noon at George Moses Horton Middle School, and that's located right here in Pittsburgh at 79 Horton Road.
All right. We were talking with Dr. Kelly Batten and Norma Boone from Chatham County Schools, and let's backtrack just a little bit here because I think at this point, folks are well aware that there's kind of a dire situation in public schools and staffing. It's something that folks are dealing with across all industries, but public schools in particular have been struggling with it. What can you tell us about the current state of staffing in Chatham County Schools?
I think that's a great question. In Chatham County, the narrative has been quite different for us. We've never had a year of a 100% staffing. And in fact, this year we're right at about 94% staffed across all of our critical positions. So we feel really solid in comparison to some of our neighbors in other districts. And that includes everything from adequate bus drivers, classroom teachers, child nutrition workers. So we've been very fortunate in terms of what we have experienced. Having a job fair makes it even more exciting because we still have a few opportunities available.
And at that job fair, what's the focus going to be? Is it everything across the board that you're looking for, or are there certain areas in education that you've got more critical needs?
I think what we see in our region is a critical need for exceptional children's teachers and individuals who have an interest and a talent in serving students with special needs. So that remains an area focus, a critical focus. Also, students who are English as a second language learner, that's a critical area as far as needing some special training and support. Beyond that, what we like to take an approach of is welcoming anyone through our doors and just talking with them about what their goal or interest may be in working with a school or with the district as a whole and seeing if we can find a match to fit their interest.
That's the voice of Dr. Kelly Batten. We're also visiting with Norma Boone from Chatham County Schools. And you talked about having a little bit of a different narrative in Chatham County around staffing than some of your neighbor districts. Why do you think that is? What sets Chatham County Schools apart in that area?
I think it's several things. One, there's definitely been a focus on family. Chatham County is a little bit smaller than some of the other school systems around. We have around 9,000 students and a total staff count of right around 1,200. So with that kind of count, our schools are able to stay smaller compared to some of the other areas around us. People get a little more personal attention. And, it's a place where people do know your name and they come to know you. And quite a few staff who come here for a visit and then they stay for a career.
We're visiting with Chatham County Schools. We're talking their job fair that's coming up this weekend on Saturday, the 29th. And what's the pitch? If somebody's out there listening right now and, maybe they've already worked in a school or they've been in the process of changing careers so they can work in schools, what's your pitch for why Chatham County Schools would be the option for someone listening?
I think first and foremost, what you'll hear in Chatham is a mantra that relationships matter. And that goes from being open to listening to our teachers, our support staff, and extends to our students and our families. And I think beyond that, one need not look farther than our strategic plan right now. That's a theme of One Chatham. And so really looking across our county that we identify what are supports that we can provide to each of our schools so that no matter where you are working or living in our community, you can count on the school system to be consistent, to be fair, and to be supportive.
We're visiting with Dr. Kelly Batten and Norma Boone from Chatham County Schools and talking about staffing and the job fair they have coming up this weekend. We are just about out of time. Is there anything that y'all would like to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I think one of the things that we certainly want to highlight is we have an award-winning beginning teacher program, and Ms. Norma Boone has been the architect behind that, and she was going to take a moment just to share a few of the highlights, particularly for those in our community that may be considering entering teaching for the first time or, making a career change.
All right.
So with our beginning teacher program, we provide an orientation for those teachers who are just starting out in the profession, and they are assigned a mentor. We provide professional development so that they will be able to acclimate to the new career choice that they have made. And this is a program that lasts for 3 years as far as providing that support for the teachers. And then sometimes it's one of those things that continues on where they have developed those relationships with their mentors and the other people on their team that they are able to be able to thrive in that particular environment that they're in.
It's the voice of Norma Boone, and I wanted to ask a quick follow-up. As somebody who had a previous career as a classroom teacher, I know how intimidating, particularly a brand new teacher, that first couple of months can be. How important is it for staff retention to have this program in place to give those new teachers support?
I think it is real important because when you look at some of the new teachers who are coming in, we have some teachers who have actually gone through a teacher education program, but then we also have some teachers who have come from a different profession, and they really don't know what to expect. So I think making sure that we have the support of the principals, the mentors, and any of the other teachers that's available to them, that's something that is very key in making sure that we maintain and retain the teachers that we have working with us.
That's the voice of Norma Boone. We've also been speaking with Dr. Kelly Batten from Chatham County Schools. And we do have to wrap it up now, but thank you both so much for making the time. I appreciate it very much.
Andrew, we appreciate it. And now that I know you were previously a teacher, we will expect to see your resume soon.
You're not the first person or the last, I think, to suggest that.
Well, very good. Hey, we may doze, but we never close. So we look forward to connecting again.
And remember that job fair is at Horton Middle School on Saturday. What are the hours again?
We'll be there 9 to noon and excited to meet those who are interested.
Got a lot more news on the Hill coming up. Stay tuned.